It's not just the classics of Chinese cuisine like noodles that are being showcased. Street food is also getting a shiny modern makeover. Wang Fujing Night Market is bang in the city centre. Traditional food stalls sit alongside luxury hotels and shopping malls.
Hello, banana.
Hello, oh,
thank you.
They used to never speak English.
Xiaoqi, or small eats, were very much part of the Beijing life for centuries, with vendors on every corner. But as part of the major cleanup for the 2008 Olympics, they were moved off the streets and now operate in regulated and uniform places like this.
Now this is Zhangjianbao.
When I think about Beijing, this is exactly what I think about. The bao, type of bun.
Oh, that's spicy.
How much is it? Wow, prices have gone up.
Wow, they used to be really cheap here.
10 kuai, that's £1 for this.
You're joking.
No, it's expensive.
Wow, it's highway robbery.
Despite the prices, this is a great place to get a bite-sized taste of China with foods from every region. The Chinese are known for eating everything, especially Cantonese Chinese like me.
Oh, no. Now we're talking.
No.
I'd like a small scorpion. Oh, let's have a cricket, yes.
Cricket. Is it meaty right in the middle?
It's
like
not meaty.
When you get to their guts.
It's like eating a fried piece of crisp.
I do love offal, and I do love things like chicken's feet and all
that.
These traditional
duck's
tongue,
yes.
You know, but I can't be really Chinese because I don't eat everything.
My stomach dictates who I really am.
Yeah.
Beneath the modern face of the capital, there are small pockets of the city where it seems little has changed for centuries, and there is still a strong sense of tradition. Jinshan Park is in the shadow of the Forbidden City, the imperial palace that was home to China's emperors for 500 years. Every morning before breakfast, people meet for their daily routines.
I took classes for a while. I thought I was too young for it. Maybe I'll get back into it now.